The recording started.
Thank you very much. Qu just question, can you folks hear my printer? I'm
Yes,
very sorry about
totally.
that, and I will have words with the other people using the printer after this meeting and ask them not to
It's
print.
not very loud. You're fine.
No, I'm still going to have words. Okay. We are going to change gears and talk about a different project. This is June 11, 2024, and it's the Thurston County Land Use Hearing Calendar. I am Sharon Rice, hearing examiner for the county. We are going to discuss Project 2012-103-227. This is a request for review, re-review of shoreline substantial development permit for a commercial intertidal buoy deck operation originally approved quite a while ago. Very quickly, just a few high points. Anybody needs to get my attention, call me Examiner Rice or Ms. Rice. Let us know if you have requests how to be addressed when you first testify. Of course, we're having a virtual land use hearing and all testimony needs to be audible. So I usually ask people to keep their audio muted when they're not testifying so that if somebody else uses your printer, we won't be able to hear it. That'd be great. I will remind you to unmute when it's your turn to testify. Please make sure your phones are quiet. When you do testify, I will ask you please to state and spell your name before you testify and to take an oath to tell the truth. Again, I'm not a county employee and I have not had conversations with anybody regarding the merits of the application. And I think I am capable of issuing an impartial decision in this shoreline substantial development permit review. And it is the applicant's burden of proof, but I will hear from the county staff first and then the applicants, and then we'll have public comments, if any. And it should be pretty quick. So with that, I think we're ready to go. Mr. McCormick, please introduce yourself for the record and allow me to swear you in.
I'm Scott McCormick, Associate Planner with Thurston County Community Planning and Economic Development.
Thank you much, sir. Can I swear you in? Do you swear or affirm that your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. We're here for project number 2012-103-227, sequence number 24-101610XC. This is a re-review of a shoreline substantial development permit for a commercial intertidal buoy duck operation on approximately 0.48 acres of cultivable intertidal land. The initial project was conducted in a phased approach, starting with buoy duck planting in 2013 and harvesting by the original applicants beginning in 2020. Since that time, the shellfish lease has transferred to Chelsea Farms, who are getting ready to replant the site. PVC tubes and area netting were used for the initial planting and early growth of the geoey ducks, and no changes are proposed at this time. The owner is Suncha Sunny Herzog. The applicant is Shaina Waisaki for Chelsea Farms Incorporated. The site is 6114 Boardman Road, Northwest Olympia, Washington. And then I include the legal description here. Again, it's 0.48 acres to be replanted. The initial request was for the commercial intertidal geoey duck operation on this 0.48 acres. The farm is proposed to be located in the intertidal portion of the property between minus 3.8 and plus 7 mean lower low water. Juvenile geoey duck will be planted in the beach substrate by hand for a 4-inch diameter and approximately 10.75 inch long PVC tubes will be manually placed in the substrate at a density of 1 tube per square foot. 3 geoey duck seed are placed in each tube, and the individual tube is netted for protection. The nets are subsequently removed after 12 to 24 months, along with the tubes. The geoey ducks will be harvested approximately 5 to 7 years after planting. And the project description, it's just based on this condition number 18 of the original hearing examiner decision. There's not a great deal of direction as far as what this review is meant to cover, other than I believe part of the intention was to look at cumulative impacts from GUI Duck operations. We've had relatively few GUI Duck farms come in for permitting. I would say probably 16 or fewer. And they're relatively small for the most part, an acre or less in size. And so in our opinion, we haven't reached a point where cumulative impacts are a significant issue. This is also something that the federal agencies would be looking at through their permitting processes. That's one of their primary duties is looking at endangered species in regards to their permitting processes. So they're better able to look at those issues because we're just looking at Thurston County. They're looking at the state, you know, and the entire Puget Sound. So we're not really addressing cumulative impacts in any, you know, substantive way at this point. There was no notice of application that was not a requirement of this condition. Mm-hmm. And essentially we're recommending that there be no further re-reviews. That's something that was just conditioned on perhaps four or five of the first GUI Duck projects that we reviewed, starting in probably 2012 or so. And since then, we don't include that condition on their application. So that's why we're not proposing to have another re-review in the future.
Great.
That's it for me.
Oh, great. I just have a couple questions for you, Mr. McCormick. To your knowledge, has the county received any complaints about this farm?
No.
If someone were to complain to the county, where would that complaint likely be registered? Who would likely, about any farm, a GUI Duck farm, where would that likely go?
Well, initially it would go to our compliance section and they would determine whether it was actually a violation. And then from there, it would probably go to me for help with, you know, addressing that complaint.
Thank you. One geography question for you. The staff report contains an image that shows the subject property and it says it's on Case Inlet. My review of the area says it's Eld Inlet, and I just want to ask about that.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Okay. Yes.
Somehow so, mislabeled the inlet. These things happen. Yeah. I did note, I looked at the 2012 or 13, whatever, the original decision, and the first first condition imposed in that decision says that mitigation measures in the MDNS must be complied with. Do you have any reason to think that the farm as it has operated has been out of compliance with the MDNS mitigation measures? I don't know what they are because I don't have that MDNS in this record.
No, not at all.
No reason. Do you, if I decide to approve this review of this project, would I reaffirm the existing conditions or would I just say review is done and we're done here? Do you have a feeling on that? These are pretty uncommon, these reviews of shoreline.
Yeah, I think the second thing you said would be fine.
We just excuse it from further review and from, so yeah. In other words, the conditions that already apply to the permit would just continue to run with the permit.
Yes, correct.
Thank you for that. And in your opinion, are any new or additional conditions needed?
No.
I don't have other questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add for the record, Mr. McCormick?
Nope, I don't have anything.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to hear from applicants. Could I have the first applicant witness please unmute, state and spell your name, and allow me to swear you in.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Kyle Lentz. First name K-Y-L-E, last name L-E-N-T-Z.
And sir, what title should I give you? Or should I just call you the applicant?
Yes, I'm the president, Chelsea Farms.
Great. I'm going to swear you in real quick. If you would raise your right hand to take the oath. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Lentz. And to everybody on the applicant team, thanks so much for waiting. Sorry, our first matter went long. Had we had crystal ball, we would have put you first, but we didn't. So
no
please
problem.
Go ahead, Mr. Lentz.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this review process, kind of like you've mentioned, we haven't done one of these before. So I'll just run over a little bit of information about our farm.
Great.
And then I have a proposed exhibit to submit. And great. Then I have the same correction you did on the map. So thank you for catching that.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm here to support testimony on behalf of our permit for the Guiduc Farm in Elda Inlet. I'm a second generation shellfish farmer. My parents started the shellfish farm about 1987. My sister and I manage it together. We do quite a bit of Guiduc farming in Elda Inlet. Most all of our farms, though, are in Thurston and Mason County. I think, just a little background, we find it really important to be stewards in our industry and leaders in innovation. We work a lot with our fellow shellfish growers through the Pacific Coast Shellfish Growers Association. I'm the vice president on that board. So through that, we adhere to the Environmental Code of Practices, which I think is important for setting best management practices on farming. I think beyond that, I think shellfish aquaculture is really important for our for Puget Sound. It helps with water quality. It also creates food locally. Trying to skip over most things. I don't think most of it's relevant today. I do have a proposed exhibit that I emailed to the clerk shortly, but it's just the programmatic biological opinion because I didn't see that in the record. And I think that had been adopted since this permit was issued. So we'd continue on the farming the same as the previous application was Northwest Shellfish that farmed it. We actually work with them quite a bit and help them with their farm. And I, through my other company, buy all their Guiduc also. So we're familiar with the site. We've worked with it. And we look forward to continuing to farm for the owners there. They're looking for a source of revenue ongoing with their property. So with that, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But thanks for the opportunity to speak and appreciate moving this forward. So.
Sure. So thank you for your testimony. I did neglect at the top to identify the exhibits that I was provided. So really quickly, I'll just note for everyone's information. I did get exhibit one, the staff report with attachments A through H. And you are correct. The programmatic biological opinion is not included. I'd be happy to add that to the record as exhibit two. So exhibit one with the detachments and two, once it is, I get it forwarded from Ms. Katie, those will be admitted.
Great.
I have several questions, and if you're the right correct person to answer them, that'd be great. If not, you can introduce your other witnesses.
Yeah, I'll introduce Marty now.
Sure.
I'm on the record, and then we can triage.
Sure, go ahead, sir. If you would, state and spell your name, give me your correct job title, and let me swear you in.
My name is Martin Beagle, M-A-R-T-I-N, Beagle, like the dog, B-E-A-G-L-E.
And how should I identify you? You are?
A big dog.
How should I identify you with regard to the application?
I am a fan and consultant with Chelsea Farms.
Okay. Consultant. I'll say consultant.
Yeah.
Mr. Beagle, I'm going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. So did you have any testimony you wanted to offer, or should I just go into my list of questions here and you guys can toss it back and forth?
I have nothing to offer at this point in time. So yeah, what are your questions?
Sure. So attachment D to the staff report is a vicinity map. It's titled Vicinity Map and Details. But what it is 4 pages of graphics and images.
Right.
On the page 2 of attachment D says the farm area is 0.344 acres. The staff report says the farm is 0.48 acres. And I just wanted somebody to clarify those two different numbers.
My impression is that the project area is 0.48, and then the cultivation area is the second value that you mentioned.
It says 0.344, and that's what I guessed too, but I just wanted to have somebody state it, that's so I'm not making assumptions.
Yeah, it's pretty common practice.
Sure. I want to note in your, let's see. At attachment C to the staff report, I have a document that's entitled Cover Sheet and Introduction. It's a 2-page memo addressing the review requirement. So that's attachment C, and it's already admitted. On page 2 of attachment C, there's a list of 5 attachments to attachment C, and I'm not sure they are all in the record. So I want to make sure I have everything you want me to have. Can somebody who is an applicant confirm for me, attachment A says drawings and maps. Is that the document we just looked at? That's attachment D to the staff report?
Yes, I can confirm that.
Thank you. I figured, but again, don't want to assume. I want to note that your attachment D listed in attachment C is not in the record. It says renewal letter. I don't think I have that document.
That was a document that I found somewhere, and I think it was Robert Smith of the county wrote it at some point in time. When I mentioned this to Mr. McCormick, I don't think he found it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking, there's no document missing. I'm just going to ignore that.
I can check real quickly and see if.
How about if we follow up with that after the hearing?
That's fine.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want you to know, I don't appear to have it. If you want me to have it, I need to have it submitted.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you for that. And then the same question I asked Mr. McCormick, you're a new operator. There was previously farmed by a different operator. Is Chelsea Farms aware of any complaints about this farm?
No.
Same here. I haven't heard of no complaints.
Great. This is probably for Mr. Lentz. I note in the previous decision and the previous materials, the version of the Washington State Geoduck Duck Growers Environmental Codes of Practice for Pacific Coast Shelf Aquaculture was dated 2011. I'm wondering, has that code of practices been updated since 2011?
I'll double check. We almost have a new one done.
You're working on an update now.
Yeah. So I'll confirm the latest version and get a copy of that to the clerk subsequent to the hearing.
If there is a version between 2011 and 2000 and 2000 now, it would be useful to know what version, and you can add it to the record if you'd like. I just am curious to know what version it is that's been complied with by the practice. Can somebody confirm for me you're complying with the current version?
Correct.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure that it was 2019, but
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yes,
I normally have it sitting here, but it's not here right now.
You had said you were vice president of the board, so I was thinking you would have that at off the top of your head.
Yeah, we've been working on an update for 3 years, so
got it.
That's what's in my mind.
Got it. All right. Well, I appreciate that. And again, I just asked you, the farm is operating in compliance with the current version, and you both said yes.
That is correct.
Condition three of the permit requires that a small but visible sign be posted to identify the operator for the public's information. Can you confirm where that sign is posted? Or where operator information is posted?
I know of no such sign.
Yeah, that is not common for most permits. So our gear is marked with our name, our company name and phone number. So any of that that was present on the beach would indicate our signs in the water column are a little bit problematic.
Understood. Yeah, that was condition three of this permit issued in 2013. So if
it's possible to request an amendment and remove that condition.
And so one of my next questions was going to be, please describe how the gear is marked.
All the tubes are individually marked. They have a stamp on them that has the name and phone number, and other gear is marked with tags.
So netting and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that those stamps and the marking on the tags, that remains legible despite being exposed to the marine environment.
Correct.
Do you know of any history of wildlife entanglement at this farm?
None.
Is there now any eelgrass on or near this farm site?
No.
Who will conduct the required surf, smelt, and sand land survey prior to the replanting?
I'm certified by the Fish and Wildlife to do 4-H fish surveys on the beach. So most likely it would be me.
Okay. Before this next round of plant, if approval is granted, if I grant the re-review and you do plant, will there be any bed preparation activities?
No.
None. Is anyone at Chelsea Farms aware of any cultural artifacts ever discovered within the farm site?
No.
No.
I'm just going through all the conditions from the previous project to just find out. I think that's very interesting request you made, Mr. Lentz, to strike condition three. It certainly isn't consistent with current practice with respect to Geary Duck Farms. And so that is that makes sense to strike that condition. Are there any other conditions you think are no longer appropriate off the top of your head?
Not at this point.
Okay. So those are all my questions. Did they trigger any other testimony you'd like to give or any other exhibits you'd like to submit?
On the forage fish, we do have several other staff members that are certified to conduct those surveys.
Okay. So somebody will.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
None here.
Miss Wysocki waited this whole time. You don't care to offer any testimony? It's okay if no. She's good. All right. I don't have other questions. Miss Katie, can you help me find out, are there any members of the public here?
We do have 3 members of the public. We could ask if they'd like to raise their hands.
Please do. Anybody who wants to testify, please use the Zoom raise hand button.
So first I have Carol Alinsky. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. You'll get a prompt on your screen asking you to rejoin the hearing as a panelist. And it said she's declined.
Oh, so you raised your hand, but you don't wish to testify? We'll ask one more time. Anybody who wishes to testify, raise your hand and we'll promote you to panelist so you can testify. I'm just going to take
it. And she's declined again. So
okay.
And I'm not seeing any other hands raised right now.
I don't either. All right. We called for public comment and nobody chose to. All right. Mr. McCormick, anything else from the county before we close this record?
No, I don't have anything.
Great. Applicant representatives, anything further before we close this record? Looks like no.
Not for me.
All right, then I will close the record. Although there has not been a tsunami of public comment to date, I'm going to hold this record open. See what I did there? I used a marine environment metaphor. Thank you. Thank you very much. I won't quit my day job. I will hold this record open for public comment from members of the public who had technology problems. And that's because I do that with all applications, because we're having virtual hearings. So the record is held open through June 13th for public comment from people who had technology problems. If we get none, the record closes on June 13th and the decision is due June 28th. If we do receive post-hearing written public comment from people who had technology problems, they should be sent to Ms. Katie or Mr. McCormick. They will be forwarded ASAP to the applicant representatives, and I will ask both staff and applicant representatives to respond in writing. And those, you also have two business days. Those responses are due June 17th, and that makes the 10 business day deadline for the decision July 2nd. So I'm going to send that schedule in writing to Ms. Katie. She will forward it to you. You don't have to make note of it here, and it'll be posted online. One thing I did want to add to the record, if it's possible, Mr. McCormick, I forgot to ask earlier, is it possible, or did I ask, to add the original MDNS to the record here?
For this project?
Yeah.
Sure, I can get that to you. No problem.
I'm going
to
add that one document. So we'll, and we'll just make that the next attachment number. So it would be attachment I. And that's the only document, except that Mr. Lentz was going to provide me a copy of the current, of the programmatic biological opinion for this. And I made that exhibit too. Great. So those are the two we identified. If the applicant has the renewal letter or finds that and wants to add that to the record, I will also admit that it doesn't need an exhibit number. So if you do add that, we'll also identify that as an exhibit. I just need those three documents within the next several business days. There's no urgent rush to get that to me today. And I'm going to send that also, and that'll be part of the schedule I send to Ms. Katie. So there'll be a list there for you to refer back to. That concludes our business. Thanks very much, everybody. Thanks again for waiting. And everybody have a great day.
Thanks.
We are adjourned. Thanks.